Good evening from Samandar Askani. Here is a Radio Guang. Today is Thursday, 27th of May 2010. Just we have an interview from Washington about Pakistani Islamic nuclear test in Balochistan. We have our guest from Washington, D.C., Mr. Amar Masti Khan. He is in the lane. Welcome, Mr. Amar Masti Khan, to Radio Guang.
Samandar Askani, I am really grateful to you and to Radio Guang for asking me to talk about this issue. We are having a protest and a press conference tomorrow in Washington, D.C. This protest and press conference will echo the protest that will happen all throughout Balochistan to mark the dark day in Balochistan's history. This was the day when the occupation forces of Pakistan came into our land to test their deadly nuclear weapons against the wishes of our people. They have committed the gravest war crime against the people of Balochistan. Today, it is on the eve of the 12th anniversary of the testing of Pakistan's nuclear weapons in occupied Balochistan. But this memory is as fresh as ever. They have polluted our lands, our waterways, for no less than 300 years to 500 years. They have laid our fertile mountains barren. They came there to test their weapons and raised the slogan, Allahu Akbar. This is the way they raised it was a very dangerous way. All nuclear weapons in the world are deadly. There should be no nuclear weapons in the world. But this weapon that Pakistan has is even more dangerous than the rest of the weapons. There has been no case where, when a nuclear weapon was tested, religious slogans were raised. But in the case of Pakistan, this did happen. They were there in Chagai, non-Baloch. They do not belong to Chagai. They were there and they were testing their weapons and they were raising slogans, Allahu Akbar. What is this nonsense? This is a cruel joke with the people of Balochistan and with the rest of the world. We are calling upon the international community to discipline Pakistan. Pakistan had no right to venture into our occupied territories to test their weapons. This issue is not only a Baloch issue. This issue of nuclear terrorism is an issue that is to be faced by the international community jointly. Billions of people all over the world can be affected by Pakistan's nuclear weapons program. We have got reports from Balochistan that in 2005, these radioactive material was smuggled from Pakistan through smugglers' routes in the Gwadar area, and it crossed into Iran. So Pakistan has been the smuggler of nuclear weapons material, and they are very closely allied with the Mullah regime in Iran. The world should know this. They have military strategic links that are very deep rooted. The Pakistani forces and the Iranian forces carry out joint operations against the Baloch people in Balochistan. I'm appealing to the international conscience of the civilized nations. Please, this is not our issue. This is your issue as well. Please, do not close your eyes to the harm that Pakistan has done to the Baloch land and to the Baloch people. This is unforgivable. We demand reparations from Pakistan. We demand war reparations from Pakistan. This can be in hundreds of billions of dollars, the kind of harm they have done to our motherland. This was our land. If they had to test their weapons, they should have tested on their own grounds in Punjab, where the army comes from. Why does the army from the Punjab comes into Balochistan? Is this the way an occupied land should be treated? There is no parallel in human history for this. I'm appealing also to the Muslim countries like Bangladesh and Afghanistan, who know very well the nature of the Pakistan military, to please raise your voice against this grave injustice against the people of Balochistan. I appeal to the regional and international powers, please, the Baloch are a stakeholder in this region called the Balochistan. Nothing can happen without the wishes of the Baloch people. I salute the Baloch Sarmachars who have told the world very clearly that they want the foreigners out of Balochland. My salutes to our heroes and our heroines. My salute to Banu Karima Baloch. My salute to all those cadres and leaders of the Baloch Students Organization Azad. And my salutes to the workers and cadres of the Baloch National Front. We have decided, the 20 million Baloch people all over the world, they want their own country. This is their resolve. When a nation decides one thing, no power on earth can defeat that determination. I salute my leaders, the three shining stars of Balochistan, Nawab Rahamdar Bugti, Mir Herbiar Mari, and Dr. Allah Nazar Baloch, for leading the struggle, the just struggle of the Baloch people for their homeland. I'm pretty sure these leaders are younger to me when it comes to age, but when it comes to determination, when it comes to struggle, they are far, far senior. We are just workers for them. We are no leaders here. We are workers of the Baloch National Front. We try to say whatever they do. Our appeal to them to please be on the just path. Please do not repeat what the Pakistan military does. We are confident the world is listening to us. The world will have to listen to us. In neighboring Afghanistan, the entire international community is trying to defeat global terrorism. But Islamic terrorism is resurgent in Afghanistan. Where did it come from? Did it come from the skies? Did it come from the clouds? No, it didn't come from the skies or the clouds. It came from what is called Pakistan. That is one reason we are asking the international community to talk to the Baloch leaders directly, to talk to the Baloch resistance leaders and find a solution. I may tell them the road to peace in Afghanistan will begin in Balochistan. Please, I salute the Baloch people who will be out on the streets of Balochistan on May 28th. My friend, martyr, Shahid Ghulam Muhammad Baloch, I remember very well, exactly 2 years ago, when he was protesting, he was abducted by the Pakistani intelligence services. And then 1 year later, Shahid Ghulam Muhammad Baloch was martyred, and now he's called Shahid, someone who will live in Balochistan for all times to come. I'm proud of Shahid Ghulam Muhammad Baloch, Lala Munir Baloch, Sher Muhammad Baloch, and hundreds of thousands of martyrs of Balochistan who have said it very clearly, by sacrificing the highest thing a human can have, his life, for the cause of Balochistan. I am appealing to the international community, please. Somebody was telling me it's a 12-year-old issue. It's not a 12-year-old issue. This issue is a living issue. This issue will live in our hearts for 500 years. We are not going to forgive Islamabad for what they have done to our land. Those mountains were not dead. This Punjabi Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif came and declared that the black mountains had turned white by their test. What kind of ridiculous statement is this? Do they have any enlightenment? Do they have any education? Do they have any feel for Mother Earth? Do they have any consideration for people from other religions? Please, I am appealing to all states not to play diplomacy with Balochistan. I am appealing to all states not to play diplomacy with terrorism. If they do so, they are going to harm their own countries. They are going to harm their own citizens. I am once again indebted to the Radio Guam for broadcasting my views. Again, Balochistan, Sabzibad. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.